They range in age from 4 to 18 years. Those who were killed when a car rammed into a building that was hosting an after-school program in Chatham, Illinois, near Springfield. And severe storms have done a lot of damage across parts of the upper Midwest. Watching Wall Street this morning, right now, the Dow trading about 105 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
3 years ago, I wrapped up a run of Annie playing Daddy Warbucks with the South Carolina Children's Theater. I was about 40, 50 pounds overweight, tired, sick, fed up with the way I felt. Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I had to do something. I scheduled my weight loss consultation with PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. And as they say, the rest is history. Just a few months, I lost over 50 pounds. I took control of my health. 3 years later, I've kept the weight off and I feel better than ever. If you are where I was, do what I did. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition. It'll change your life. It's fast and simple. They won't let you fail. Just give them a call at 855-696-2020 to schedule your weight loss consultation. That's 855-696-2020. 855-696-2020. Here's the best part. First 11 callers who mention the keyword healthy will get 2 free weeks added to their weight loss package. Don't wait. Call today. 855-696-2020. Mention healthy to get 2 free weeks or visit them at myphdweightloss.com. Myphdweightloss.com.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Congressman Kwesi Mfume says his prayers are with Virginia Representative Jerry Connolly as he battles the return of esophageal cancer. Connolly announced Monday that he will be stepping down as the top Democrat on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee and will not be seeking re-election. Mfume says Connolly has been an esteemed leader and formidable voice on the committee for 16 years and a dynamic partner in the defense of federal workers from the administration's purge. A federal grand jury in Baltimore has indicted a West Virginia man on child sex charges. Donald Edwards Sr. is charged with 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a minor, 3 counts of distribution of child sex abuse material, and 1 count of possession of child pornography. Authorities claim that Edwards took part in the criminal activity while living in Baltimore and continued to possess the materials after he relocated. Stein on sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Rapid Radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Oriole pitching has been under the microscope all season. Staff ERA the worst in the majors as the O's got set to face the Yankees last night, and then Tomo Sugano took the hill.
2-2 here. And a ridiculous splitter. Tomoyuki Sugano has pulled some serious magic rabbits out of the hat today.
Kevin Brown had it on Masson. Good description of Tomo last night. 5 stellar innings, 5 hits, 1 walk, 8 strikeouts, a season high, nothing across. And the Birds hold on for a 4-3 win over New York. Post-game comments from the manager on Tomo.
The ability to move the ball around the strike zone, to change speeds, to pitch. It's kind of a lost art in today's game a little bit.
Birds and Yanks tonight at 6:35. Kyle Gibson will take the hill and hopefully give that pitching staff a further boost. Ravens news, team preparing for its draft day haul to report for a rookie look-see this weekend. Among them, our first chance to see Tyler Loop, the first ever kicker drafted by the Ravens. It's the start of a new era in Baltimore. Coming up in 30 minutes, what's in Buzz Williams' wallet? And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 10:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Lots of sunshine, plenty of warm temperatures, 84 today. Tomorrow, another sunny, dry day, 82. Thursday, slight chance of a thundershower, 78 the high Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 67 degrees in Dundalk, 68 in Owings Mills, and 63 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Tuesday. A beautiful Tuesday in the state of Maryland. Yes. Great weather. Hopefully you can get out there and enjoy it. Coming up here in just a second, we'll speak to our guest, Glenn Gilhar, running in District 8. Believe it or not, we've got the county council, and I say believe it or not because they're always up to something, I feel like. But county council is trying to pull a fast one here, and I'm lucky that Glenn is here to talk to us about it. Real quick, though, I wanted to read, because we were talking in the first hour about quantum computing and the fact that the Washington Commanders are headed back to D.C. and that Governor Westmore could not make that deal. Robert says, Kim, it's not about investing in something that is going to increase profits for typical investors. The imposter governor is hyping up quantum computing like a pump and dump scam. Except that he can get away with it. He needs you to invest and lose your money. You know, this is a very interesting, and I would say it's not that complicated, as you point out there, Robert. I think there's things going on behind the scenes, for sure. And the fact that you have this partnership that's a company receiving federal grant money, yet you're the one, you're offering them the discount, but then taxing the actual tech and data service companies in the state. I mean, it doesn't get more wrong than that. I mean, it really doesn't. We'll go ahead and put a pin in that for just a moment, because we're going to talk to our guest here, Glenn Gilhar. First and foremost, good morning, Glenn. Thank you for always coming in studio.
Good morning, Kim. Always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, no. So first and foremost, you had a great event on Saturday. I thought you had a great turnout, and I thought Delegate Latoya Cogolo did a fantastic job. She always did a fantastic speech. Was it a good event for you?
Absolutely. We had a packed house. Thank you so much for coming. And Kim, I appreciate you too, because, I mean, people who may not out there, the listeners may not realize it, but you are supporting Republicans all over the country, hopped on an airplane, flew to Florida to help Republicans in Florida, and then you hopped on an airplane to come back for my event. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart.
Well, I appreciate that. That's what we have to continue to do, especially if we want to keep the majority and actually gain some seats here in the state of Maryland. That would be great, right, if we could gain some seats in the Maryland General Assembly. All right, so Glenn, we're talking about a local jurisdiction this morning. We're talking about Baltimore County. And this is where District 8, which you're running, this is in this county. But, you know, when we first were talking about the plastic bags being banned in Baltimore County, I had on at the time Luke McFadden, and he is the crabber. He's actually gone a little famous, I think, Luke McFadden. He's all over the place. He's got now,
fantastic,
I think, his own crab dip or something. He works with Jimmy Seafood. It's amazing what this kid has been doing. But anyways, besides that, when he came in to talk about the sewage and all the things that were in the water here in the state of Maryland, I asked him about this plastic bag ban. And how much of a difference does it make in our waterways? Because that's, you know, they were selling it as if we're going to clean up, you know, all these plastic bags, especially in the water, which is detrimental to our crabbing industry, right? That's what they were telling us.
Right.
Well, we sat here and we talked to Luke McFadden about it, and he said, Kim, it's kind of a non-starter. He said, unless you get Pennsylvania and New York and the entire state of Maryland to ban these plastic bags, it doesn't matter. Because it's going to continue to come down the Susquehanna, And that's where we are. He's like, it doesn't matter if Baltimore County takes away the plastic bags. It's not going to do anything when it comes to the waterways. So now we're at this other corner that we're turning here, Glenn. And if you could walk our audience through this.
Right. Well, so thank you so much again for having me, Kim. It seems that bad bills never sleep. Now, Annapolis is out of session. We got to really keep an eye on the local governments, Baltimore City, Baltimore County. So anyway, today, between 9 a.m. and 2, you have an opportunity, a window, to sign up today to speak out against Bill 3125, which is sponsored by Councilman Julian Jones. A lot of people have speculated Councilman Jones wants to be your next Baltimore County executive. So him, Councilman Pat Young's also speculated. I think he may even already announce that he's running for the county executive. So there's a lot of politics going on here when you look at the timing of these events. So so what this Bill 3125 is going to do, it's called One-Time Use Plastic Carry-Out Bag Reduction Environmental Education and Enhancement Fund. So
So it
says the purpose is establishing an environmental education enhancement fund for Baltimore County. So, you know, it's a fund that means they're going to collect money out of your pocket. And what are they going to do with this money? They're going to give it away. So it's a little to go transfer out of your pocket. And who are they going to give it to? It says they're going to make grants to entities engaged in water quality, water pollution education, so that they can educate the public of the the horrors of these plastic bags.
This is crazy.
Yes.
This is crazy. So they want to, they have this fee on the plastic bags, and I guess it's 5 cents. You know, Glenn, I don't know if you heard this, but in some areas I've been hearing that it's 10 cents.
Right. Well, in Baltimore County, they require a minimum of 5 cents, but there's no ceiling.
All right.
On it.
So that's why some stores
charge you $2 a bag.
I was wondering why some stores were different. Okay. Thank you for clearing that
up. And the fees on the mandated fee is on the paper bags.
Yeah.
If you get a paper bag, yeah, they charge you at least 5 cents. And if the store owner neglects to charge you the 5 cents, they're hit with a whopping $500 fine.
That's interesting.
And that $500 fine right now today goes to Baltimore County.
Okay. And is that why on these cash registers you have to select how many bags?
Yes.
Not just for the fee itself, but does that information, I guess, go to the county?
I don't know that they're reported to the county, but yes, if they fail to collect, you're right. So, but they do have these undercover permits and licenses. People come in, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They'll say, like, I really can't afford this 5 cents. They're like, okay, you don't have to pay this time. Aha, gotcha.
Okay, all
$500 right. $500 fine.
Yeah. Kind of like the secret shopper in the restaurants.
Exactly.
If the bartender doesn't card them, then they get popped.
Exactly.
I get it. Sneaky little county.
Yeah. And right now, that money's just, as far as I know, the money's just going into permits and licenses, which is like the general fund. And now, like I said, they want to give this to, it says here, grants issued to individuals, nonprofit organizations, or community organizations recognized by the county. So I'm looking at this as the nonprofit organization. So I'd like to give your listeners a real quick history lesson on the Plastic Bag Act, if I may. So,
yep.
So this, you know, nobody was talking about plastic bags during the election cycle in 2022. But this was a real big push by a nonprofit organization, some would call them an NGO, called the Sierra Club. So they were very vocal in plastic pollution. You may have remember them or recall that they also filed some lawsuits against some of the coal-fired plants because that's what their goal is environment. So they also do political endorsements. So during the 22 cycle, they endorsed on the Baltimore County Council. Well, for executive, they endorsed Johnny Osheski.
Okay.
And then for the County Council, they endorsed Izzy Patoka, Republican, Wade Katch, David Marks, and Mike Ertel. He's Democrat.
Yeah.
So they targeted those four because when you want legislation passed in Baltimore County, currently there's 7 members, so you need 4 of the 7, 4-3, to get legislation passed, and you need 5 to override a potential, you know, executive veto.
Okay.
So they came out with their green team. They, you know, made phone calls. They were very active, and they pushed these 4 county councilmen. They all won. And then the very first bill, Bill number 23-1 was the Bring Your Own Bag Act. And who sponsored that bill? These four people.
Yeah.
So anyway, what the original bill required was that retailers must charge at least 5 cents a bag. They got to keep the money, but if they didn't charge it, the county got $500 fine. So the fine, as far as I know, the school is still going to stay in place. But and I love how Julian Jones phrased this. He's going to basically allow. Okay. I'll just give the right verbiage here. The retail establishment may retain up to 60% of each fee collected. How generous of him.
Yeah.
So instead of saying in here that the county gets 40% of the bag fee.
Yeah.
He's going to let them keep 60. So
yeah.
So that means that the 2 cents of every 5 cents for the bags now going to go to the county. So what's the retailer going to do? Because they pay for money for these paper bags.
Right.
They're going to charge you more.
Exactly.
So now instead of 5 cents or 10 cents, they're going to charge you 20. Maybe they'll charge you a dollar. I don't know. But Baltimore County, at least Julian Jones, wants the county to get 40% of whatever they bring in. And he's also requiring accounting on the businesses. So they're going to have to track how much money they're bringing in, and they're going to have to send it in quarterly to Baltimore County so that they can give it away to these nonprofit organizations who support them. So there we go.
Yeah. I still haven't understood why David Marks is involved in all this, because he is a Republican. And I'm just wondering, you know, because I know you're in his district. Right? Yeah, David
actually,
Marks.
Actually, Mike Ertel, but District 8 is split.
So it is split.
Part of it, like 20 precincts are under David Marks, and the other half is under Mike Ertel. But yes, I work with both of them.
Okay, great. But so I'm just wondering, is this what the constituents want? Because I can't imagine David Marks making this decision to join those Democrats on this without hearing from some of the constituents.
Yeah, and I think he's gotten a lot of negative pushback from this bill. But again, you know, having this coveted endorsement, and Sierra Club, if you're listening, I don't want your endorsement. But anyway, there's a lot of people who want to get elected. They want the job. And so these endorsements, you know, having volunteers out there at the polls saying, you know, vote for David, vote for the candidates. It does have influence, even though they're not donating monetarily to the campaigns, that volunteers, that making the phone calls, that putting out the statements like this postcard that said, you know, vote for these guys, it does make a difference. The teachers' unions engaged in this type of, you know, political activities too, you know.
Yeah. Now, the Sierra Club, is that the company that's been pushing to close all of those coal plants?
Yes.
That's the same people?
The same people, yes.
Okay. I thought it sounded familiar. Okay, so they're the same ones that are the reason that we're now importing 40% of our energy here in Maryland.
Right. And remember that 40% is, you know, still take into account that we have Brandon Shores and what's it, Wagner's Point coal plant still open. When they close, I think that level is going to go up to like 80%. And our electric bills are going to continue to go up. Now, Sierra Club says, you know, they put out a statement recently that says, oh, we had nothing to do with your electric bills going higher, you know.
Yeah. Which is so odd to me, because you do have like the Baltimore City Council. They've been going hard against BGE. But they haven't mentioned the Sierra Club. What?
No, but down in Annapolis this past session, one of the bills that I believe they took out was they give incentives to choose like different kinds of energy, whether it be, you know, solar or wind. I believe that they've taken out or taken away the incentives of turning trash to electricity, because they're actually electric generating plants that burn trash and turn it into electric power. And that's now looked at as a negative. And it's because, again, environmental groups like this one, you know, don't want you to burn anything. They want everything to come from wind and solar. And I'm sorry, when it snows, the solar panels are covered with snow when the wind's not blowing. And, you know, they say, well, what about the battery backup? Well, we just had a big battery plant in California, you know, burn up, caught fire. So no, we need reliable power. We need, you know, hybrid. We need all the above, nuclear, coal. You know, the United States is like the Saudi Arabia of coal. We've got so much affordable coal and let's get our electric bills down, and let's get some of these greenies out of Annapolis and out of the county council. So.
Yeah, well, Glenn Gilhar, I appreciate you joining me today, and I guess you're going to speak today, this afternoon as well, right? Can you tell the listeners one more time how they can sign up to speak?
Right. So if you go to the Baltimore County Council their webpage, there is a link. You can actually just type in the search bar testify, and there's a link on it. Also, Kim, I will send you the link, so maybe you can share it with your listeners. And also, if you email the Baltimore County Council, they have a general mailbox. So if you can't get in there to actually testify in person, but you want to weigh in on this bill, again, it's 3125, is countycouncil@baltimorecountymd.gov. And that's the email, again, countycouncil, altogether, @baltimorecountymd.gov. And if you send that, it goes to all the county council members. Of course, you can give old Jillian Jones a call, too, at his office number, 410-887-3389, and let Jillian Jones know how you feel about him wanting the county to get a cut of the bag fee, which will only make the bag fees higher, which means you're going to pay more.
All right. Well, Glenn Gilhar, thank you so much for dropping all this on us today. This is urgent, and again, the plastic bag ban, I was hoping that they would rescind it altogether because it did. It brought a lot of backlash, but they have not done that. Glenn Gilhar, thank you so much. Keep us posted on how things go.
And we do have county council elections coming up in 26. Delegate Nino Mangione, I have to talk to him. He's running for the county council. And I asked him, I says, are you for repealing this bag ban? He said, yes, I am, Glenn. So
nice.
We need to get behind candidates who are running for county council and county executive who are going to get rid of this bag ban, which I like to call the Shop Harford County Act, because bags, plastic bags are still available and still free in Harford County. So,
well, thank you, Glenn, so much. Real quick, everyone, I want you to imagine losing the ability to hear someone say, I love you, or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversation with an old friend, or Kim Klasick live? Look, losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it doesn't, but I do need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and they have a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is the trusted name of Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years, and they have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. Today, you should call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Selling with Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty, is simple. Receive an upfront written guarantee to sell your home for 100% of your asking price, or Vinny Steele will pay you the difference. Call, text, or visit VinnySteele.com today.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids are facing hunger every day? Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
The Rob Carson Show.
If you came into the country illegally, you should be forced to leave. And honestly, no due process, because you gave no due process to our laws to come in here. And guess what? Anywhere else in the world, you would not be given the same sort of largesse that our government ladled upon the illegals who came here because Democrats wanted to get them signed up for benefits and then vote.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, that was Glenn Gilhar running in District 8 in Baltimore County. Don't forget, his race is 2026. It's right around the corner. And I don't think people realize how fast this is going to come upon us. But he was here to talk to us today about the bill that's being introduced, this bill 31-25. By Councilman Julian Jones. And as Glenn pointed out, a lot of people are talking about the fact that Julian Jones, it sounds like he wants to run for county executive, right? And so this is one of the things that he wants to do. But when you're thinking about the Sierra Club, and I thought that was the company, I thought that was the organization that was pushing to close all of the coal plants across the entire country, believe it or not, not just here in Maryland. But of course, in Maryland, we had Democrats that were eager to do that. So we are now importing 40% of our energy, which is extremely high compared to other states. And as you heard there from Glenn, the Sierra Club has endorsed many of the candidates here in Maryland in general. That's all about the environment, but especially the county council members that decided to ban the plastic bags to begin with. And so now what they want to do is they want to take some of that money that you're spending on the paper bags at the store, right? The 5 cents, the 10 cents, whatever you're paying at whatever store. Because like I said, it's different in different stores. Right. And I didn't realize, Glenn told me, the minimum is 5 cents, but there are stores that are charging more. And I wonder why that was. Well, anyways, now I know. Well, anyways, so that 5 cents for 10 cents, whatever you're spending, they want 2 cents of that to now go into this fund that they can then send and transfer the money to organizations like the Sierra Club. So basically, it's like this huge money laundering scheme. You know, that's what it comes down to. And I did ask, why would Councilman David Marks be a part of all this? And I wonder if I could get him on the phone and get him on the show, because he is a Republican. And it is very confusing because, like I said, you have the crabbers like Luke McFadden that says banning the plastic bags doesn't really do much for the environment and the waterways in general. And they're still pushing this narrative that this is about the waterways. It's not. It isn't. It's already been debunked plenty of times. And so it's very confusing on why we're looking at this. But don't forget, you've got to sign up. If you want to testify today, you've got to sign up between 9 a.m., which, of course, is already 10:28, but 9 to 2 p.m. Now, Glenn, he's all dressed up in the studio today because he's going straight over to testify. And, you know, it's interesting because he believes that there's going to be people there with the Sierra Club that are going to testify for this bill, obviously. And that's why he wants to make sure more people that are against this show up to testify as well. And I did ask Glenn, because he gave me the number. Do you know what number he is here to testify? 721. So I don't know if that means that he's number 721 in line, but I would think that that is exactly what it means, because you're going to have many organizations that believe they're going to get a piece of this pie. They're going to be testifying. They're going to have advocates testify. And then there's going to be people like Glenn Gilhar that represents We the People that are going to be testifying to oppose this. And we're still not at the point where we can rescind this all together. I'm glad to hear that Delegate Nino Mangione, I do hope that he wins his council seat, but I'm glad to hear that he plans to rescind this bag tax altogether, because there was a time, I'm old enough to remember, when we didn't pay for paper bags. There was a time, right? And in other jurisdictions, other counties, as Glenn pointed out, in Harford County, you can just get your bag and go about your day. But this is another way for Baltimore County to siphon more money off to them, because they just can't seem to come up with ways to bring in revenue themselves. Do you see the pattern here? Do you see the pattern? You've got these council members, many of them Democrats. They can't figure out how to bring in money. They have to tax you on the plastic bags. They have to raise the number of speed cameras that are out there. That's how they're bringing money in. That's how they're generating revenue for the county. It's sad and pathetic. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the drive-by shooting that happened in Federal Hill over the weekend. Yes, a drive-by in Federal Hill.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump celebrates the 100 days of his second term. He'll hold a rally this evening in Macomb County, Michigan, that is just north of Detroit. The president has signed an executive order, requires over-the-road truckers to be able to read and speak English, a non-negotiable safety requirement for professional big rig drivers. In a shocking turnaround, Canadian voters have handed the Liberal Party a victory in national elections, a fourth consecutive term for the Liberals. Mark Carney remains as the Canadian Prime Minister. The building in Chatham, Illinois was crowded with kids. They were there for an after-school program, and a car slammed into the structure, killing four young people. They ranged in age from 4 to 18 years. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 129 points, the NASDAQ better by 23. More details at srnnews.com.
Comcast Business helps turn today's small businesses into engines of modern business. It's how restaurants become reliably up-and-running neighborhood favorites. How retailers become seamlessly restocking, cyber-securing must-visit shops. And how healthcare offices become the data-managing caregivers that we all depend on. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, advanced fiber solutions, and Wi-Fi backup, Comcast Business is powering the engine of modern business. Powering possibilities.
Now through May 4th, new customers can get started with 150 megabit internet for $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, ask how to get up to a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires enrollment and paperless billing and automatic payments with bank account. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and other fees extra and subject to change.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Felt like old times at Camden Yards last night, shades of 2023. 4-3 O's top of the ninth. Felix Bautista on the hill trying to protect the lead. Aaron Judge in that 409 batting average at the plate.
Well, this is why you buy a ticket. And this is why you tune in to see power on power. 6'8", about 270 on the mound. 6'7", 282 in the batter's box.
Ooh, on splitter! Judge.
Kevin Brown, Ben McDonald had the call. The Mountain striking out Judge and Clay Bellinger to close it. 4-3 Birds snapping a 3-game slide. Post-game comments from manager Brandon Hyde.
Two really good splits to Judge there at the end. And he goes 3-0 to Bellinger and be able to come back and do what he did. He's getting a little bit better every time out.
And for all the teeth gnashing about the Birds this year, some perspective for a moment. They're 5.5 back with 134 to play. Kyle Gibson gets called up today. He'll make his pitching debut tonight at 6:35. And finally, athletics fees for Maryland students will probably increase as details of new men's basketball coach Buzz Williams' contract have been released. Williams set to earn at least $4.8 million a year as part of his annual compensation, a 6-year deal worth at least $33.3 million. Kevin Willard's contract was 7 years for $29.4 million. Williams' average annual is $5.5 million. Willard's was 4.2. Coming up in 30 minutes, language in the dugout. And that is Stein on Sports.
Is your wear and carry permit about to expire? Don't wait until it's too late. At Free State Gun Range, we offer initial and renewal courses to keep you prepared and protected. Our certification is valid for 2 years, so you can be confident you're up to date and ready to go. Whether you're renewing or starting fresh, our expert instructors provide hands-on, top-notch training. Lock in your training now before prices go up. Secure your spot today. Your safety depends on it. Call Free State Gun Range now.
It is going to be a warm day today, and temperatures run warm all week long. Sunshine and southerly winds heating us up today. 84 this afternoon. We don't cool down at night. Mid to upper 60s tonight. Tomorrow, sunny and dry, 82. Thursday's a little bit cooler. There's a slight chance of a thundershower Thursday, 78. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blinds.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Hi, Rod Barrowy here. God bless America. God bless Donald Trump. God bless all the listeners here at WCBM. Well, looky here. Gas prices are down. Egg prices are down. And oops, the stock market's down too. How would you like to never worry about market volatility in your retirement? You want some growth when the market's up, but no loss when the market's down. Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120.
The excitement of Orioles season is here. Get updates, information, and commentary from Stan the Fan Charles, Jim Henneman, and others at PressBoxOnline.com. PressBox Sports, your source for Orioles, Ravens, college, and high school sports. Go to PressBoxOnline.com.
Need to hire high-quality candidates fast?
Our video interview tool makes it easy and effortless to meet with candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
I don't have a problem with showing my driver's license to vote. When I vote in Talbot County, I show them my driver's license, and it's like I'm showing a crucifix to the devil because they turn their heads at the voting registration. I can't look at it. I'm like, oh, I insist. Please look at it.
I was amazed that was the case, but yeah, I've run into the same thing here.
The Morning Drive, 6 to 9 with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Again, we thank our friend Glenn Gilhar for keeping us in the know. And I was looking through because, of course, you know, when he leaves the studio, he leaves with, you know, he leaves me a gift always. He leaves the bill here with me. Meanwhile, this whole thing, it's how many pages is this? It's about 15 pages of nonsense. But, you know, if the Sierra Club wants to sit there with their hands out hoping to get a piece of this bag tax money, they're going to have some competition because, you know, reading some of this here on page 3, it says that the fund will provide assistance to not just nonprofit organizations and community organizations. It also says individuals. Now, how would individuals qualify for a piece of this bag tax that's supposed to be going towards environmental issues? I don't know which individual would, what would it be? What? I don't know. See, this is why I got to stop by there later, because I got to hear more about this, because it really doesn't make any sense. It already doesn't make sense that we have a bag tax to begin with, because they were free for, like, you know, all of my life. I did get a text here from Marty. Marty says, Kim, Kathy Klausmeier is doing a great job at what she was hired to do, and that's absolutely nothing. Candidates like Jim Brochin and others who would actually have done something were bypassed for Kathy Klausmeier, who would not create issues for other future candidates so that County Executive Julia Jones, Izzy Patoka, or Pat Young could take over. Marty, that's exactly what happened. And I think, you know, Marty, you and I, we were kind of laughing at the fact that they even pretended to have community involvement with choosing this interim county executive. And there were some people, and I asked again, there were some people that said that they were fine with Kathy Klausmeier. Are you still fine with Kathy Klausmeier? Because I did. I reached out to see if she would come on the show and talk about any of these things. Nobody responded at all, okay, first of all. And not only that, you know, she was at like a ribbon cutting over the weekend, but I haven't seen her doing much of anything. They did put together a very high-priced budget for Baltimore County. And other than that, it's just the same old, same old. And you know what's so funny about the ribbon cutting? Like, for every new business, I mean, you could have like a lemonade stand and they'll do a ribbon cutting for you. This is what they do all the time. But you know what? You know what I would love to see? If they would have like a ribbon tying for every business that had to leave. Right? So it's like the business, the grand opening's got the ribbon cutting. And now, you know what I would love for you to do? I would love to go you to go to a business that's closing down and like tie it together. Because I guarantee you, you would have more of those ribbon tyings than ribbon cuttings by far, you know. But of course, we don't have elected officials that will do that now, do they? No, you just drive by the place and you're like, oh, wait, that Sonic's closed? I didn't even know. I didn't know that, right? You just drive by and say, oh, wait, Sunset Cove no longer? They didn't do a ribbon tying. How was I supposed to know? I drove all the way over here. Well, anyways, that's going down today. Don't forget, if you want to testify, you can go to the Baltimore County Courthouse and this meeting that they're having. And the County Council, this session, again, bill number 31-25, you have until 2 o'clock to sign up to be able to speak. Now, Glenn did say, because even though this meeting starts at 3 p.m., he says, you know, by the time that they get to this, you know, it could be 4 or 5 o'clock in, you know, in the evening. So don't think that if you can't get there at 3 p.m. that you should just not sign up and not go, because they're going to have, like, you know, regular protocol to the meeting. And then it's going to go into who knows what. Right. I don't know if this is the first issue that they have on their table. They might go to a different bill or they might talk about something else and then they get to something like this. So, you know, just remember, if you feel as though you can't make it there at 3 o'clock, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. You will most likely make it in time. I promise you that. All right, moving on from all of this, I did want to just mention, because I did say, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles, not all of them, you know, are Super Bowl champions. Not all of them ended up going to the White House yesterday. And you know who got a lot of flack for going? And it was very odd to me because Saquon Barkley, Apparently, he's a huge President Trump fan. I didn't know that. Many of you probably did know that. I don't keep track of the athletes. But he ended up going, he flew into D.C. with Trump. Apparently, he played golf with Trump in the morning. And then he was at the White House with the rest of the team, but not all of them. Like Jalen Hurts, he said he had a conflicting, you know, schedule conflicting situation. That's not true. That's not true. There's some people that just didn't show up. And that's fine. I think that's their prerogative. I just get upset when they say, like, the whole team isn't going. Like, you can't make that call for the whole team, right? Like, you know, allow the Super Bowl champions, if they want to go to the White House, allow them the opportunity. So the Philadelphia Eagles went. The coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, it looks like he had a great time. He was in the Oval Office laughing it up with Trump. But Saquon Barkley, it was insane. He received so many comments on X and Instagram, and they were bashing him, calling him a sellout, calling him a traitor. Like, you can't even win the Super Bowl and hang out with the president anymore without having names called upon you. It's so sad. So then Saquon Barkley yesterday, after, you know, he was seen with Trump for so many hours in the day, he wrote this on X. He says, laugh out loud. Some people are really upset because I played golf and flew to the White House with the president. And he has that in capitalization because the president, you're talking about the president of the United States. You know how many people that could say that they played golf and flew into D.C. and hung out with the president all day? Not many people. Probably, you know, less than the amount of people that say that they won a Super Bowl, right? Well, anyways, he goes on to say, maybe I just respect the office. Not a hard concept to understand. I also just golfed with President Barack Obama not too long ago, and nobody had anything to say about that. He said, I look forward to finishing my round with President Trump because it was cut short. Now, you get out of my mentions with all this politics and have an amazing day. That was Saquon Barkley. You know, now I'm a fan. I'm a fan. This guy's like, are you kidding me? And he does. He has pictures on his Instagram where he was golfing with Barack Obama. And everybody was like, oh, this is so amazing. This is so great. You know, yeah, that's our president. He does a golf game. He tees off with President Trump. And now he's like, you know, Satan himself. We got to stop doing this. And it's the same people that were like, we need to unite the country. Well, if you need to unite the country, why are you always hounding people that, you know, want to spend time or even talk to President Trump? Why are you doing that? This guy clearly doesn't care and wants to hang out with the president. He hangs out with Democrats all the time. It's sad to see. I also thought it was funny because Eli Ricks, do you know who Eli Ricks is on the Philadelphia Eagles, Brian, the producer? No, he's very young. He's only 23 years old. And I guess he played at LSU. I'm looking at his Wikipedia page here. He's a quarterback on Philadelphia Eagles. Now, does he get playing time? I don't know. Brian, the producer, said probably not. Well, he's only 23 years old, but he had a post on X yesterday, and everybody's laughing because, look, he says, I just saw Ivanka Trump for the first time in person, and I would like to say she's my type. So now everybody's laughing, and they're posting all these pictures of Ivanka Trump on his Twitter feed, and it's so funny because Ivanka's my age, right? She's 43. This kid's only 23 years old. He said, that's my type. And there's many people commenting saying, sir, she's old enough to be your mother at this point. And he's like, you know, he's smiling. He's like posting pictures of Ivanka himself. It's so adorable. So adorable. But anyways, I just wanted to bring that to you because, you know, Saquon doesn't deserve that. Come on, I don't think anybody deserves that. It's like you can't do anything these days in support of anything that has to do with the Republican Party without having liberals completely melt down. It's sad and it's pathetic and it's very childish. We got to get past this, all right? Trump won again. You got to move forward. I don't know how you live like this to those liberals. Speaking of liberals, we're going to go over to Federal Hill. Yeah, Federal Hill in Baltimore City. They experienced another drive-by shooting. The best part about this, honestly, because it's sad. It's sad to say that you're having drive-by shootings at Federal Hill. But when the reporter on this story, was that Rebecca Pryor? I got to listen. I got to hear the voice. But the reporter says it was a rolling shooting. It's what she called it. She called it a rolling shooting. And maybe that's like the proper term for journalism. I don't know. But I'll tell you right now, it was a drive-by. Okay, it went on for blocks. They were driving by and shooting out of the windows. Anyways, take a listen.
First on Fox, take a look at this video of a rolling shooting in Federal Hill. It left a man hurt after he was grazed by a bullet outside his home. One resident came outside to find bullet holes in her car.
I'm mainly just thankful that I'm paying for it with money and not like
my life.
Good evening and thanks for joining us. I'm Maxine Stryker. Fox 45's Vincent Hill is live in Federal Hill now with what we know and the search tonight for the suspects. Vincent.
Well, Maxine, that shooting actually spanned about four blocks. I'm here at Cross and Hanover Street. You can still see the crime scene tape. That's where the shooting initially started, and amazingly, only minor injuries.
In Baltimore, sometimes being the random victim of a crime is all about timing.
I only see two. There's like a little scuff right there.
Fed Hill resident Trisha Monroe came out Sunday morning to find bullet holes in her car.
If I had come home like even like 45 minutes like later, who knows like what would have happened.
Her neighbor across the street, not so lucky.
He's just over here in the 1500 block of South Hanover. Where he was grazed, it appears to be a graze wound at this time.
An innocent bystander, grazed by a bullet. Here he is in the back of the ambulance being taken to the hospital.
I did hear five shots sounded like right outside.
The start of the shooting happening blocks away near Cross Street. Pay attention to this video in this silver minivan. A gunshot, then seconds later, an engine revving. Car speeding in the same direction. Take a listen to police audio.
I had a minivan pulling off real fast, going off Hanover towards the district. Missing back window.
Hanover at 4, caller said they witnessed two vehicles shooting outside of the vehicle. Drove by, it was a silver vehicle, and the other went in the other direction with a black vehicle.
Sunday afternoon, Baltimore detectives were still in the area looking for witnesses. This resident was in the area just before the shots rang out.
We heard that maybe there was like a fight or something going on, but we didn't really know kind of exactly what was going on. But then we heard that there was a shooting after.
This shooting.
Fed Hill's going downhill.
Just two blocks away from this one in October. 19-year-old Cameron Holt was caught in the crossfire.
From my understanding, it was two groups firing against one another in Cameron, and then we're just kind of caught in the middle.
Her mother speaking to Fox 45 shortly after. Police say three men got into an argument and started shooting at each other when Cameron was struck.
Right now we're in a still very critical state. We want to give it some more time to kind of assess the injuries. Right now she is on life support. She is paralyzed essentially from the neck down. She's able to communicate with us using her eyes. She's blinking twice for yes, moving her eyes side to side for no.
Cameron died a week later for Trisha Monroe.
I mean, it is definitely unfortunate that it is happening kind of so frequently, and it's definitely scary.
She realizes just how bad things could have gone.
I'm mainly just thankful that I'm paying for it with money and not like my life or at like anyone else's life. So I would much rather it be the car than anyone else.
And at last check, no arrests have been made. Anyone with information is asked to call the Southern District. Vincent Hill, Fox 45 News.
All right. So there you have Vincent Hill on the story. And it's not a rolling shooting. It's a drive-by shooting. And as you heard there, it went on for blocks. It went on for blocks, and it was four blocks total. Then you started, it started there at Cross and Hanover, and that's a very nice neighborhood. I think, you know, many of you probably been to, you know, Cross Market. I mean, it's extremely nice neighborhood. But as you heard also, this is the second time that this has happened in a matter of 6 months, because that is where you had that young lady, as she was getting into her car with, I don't know if that was her friend or her cousin, they talked about it there. Where she was caught in the crossfire, and it sounded like she suffered. It was a terrible story. Name was Cameron. And as you heard, you know, that the clip that they played there was from when they first spoke to her mother, and that was when she was on life support. And then they unfortunately had to pull the plug. I mean, just awful. Just awful. Only 19 years old, I believe, was Cameron. I believe she was only like, I gotta look at it again. But it's just a sad story. And this time an innocent bystander was hit. He was grazed. And this is an area where you do have people just hanging out outside. That's why a lot of people move to Federal Hill, right? Everything's in walking distance. They can walk over to some of the pubs and restaurants and all those things. And here you've got this drive-by shooting that went on for four blocks. Four blocks. You've got cars with holes, with bullet holes in them. Four blocks. Unbelievable, right? And this is, again, why car insurance continues to go up. Now, I am one to think, and I know this is probably more of a conspiracy here, The fact that this was in the same exact area where you had Cameron caught in the crossfire, and now you've got this, you know, this drive-by shooting, right? I want to think that in that four-block radius, you got a not-so-nice guy living there. I'm just going to put it out there for you, Federal Hill. I don't know if there's a trap house. I don't know if there's a local pharmacist, wink, wink. But somebody lives over there that has upset some people to stick guns out of the window and then just shoot up four blocks while driving down the street. Somebody lives there that they don't like. I don't know if you can get with the homeowners association. I don't know if you have neighborhood watch. I don't know what you have over there. But if I were you, to those that live in Federal Hill in that area, if I were you, I would figure out exactly who my neighbors are and try to figure out how you can get rid of them. Because this isn't going to stop anytime soon. Again, no arrests have been made. And they really still don't even know who the target was. Somebody lives over there. Also, you probably heard about the 16 juveniles that were arrested over the weekend. Real quick, we get back, we'll talk about that.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Blinds.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blinds.com.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, look at that. A simple Google search. Federal Hill, have no fear. I figured it all out for you. Channel 11 had the story. Yes, the young lady, the 19-year-old, her name was Cameron Holt, and she was shot and killed there in October, right there where you had this drive-by shooting on Sunday. Just so you know, there were three people that were arrested in that. Deshaun Clark, 27, Devontae Richardson, he was 28, and Alexis Cancel Soto, 20. Those three people were arrested. Now, they weren't shooting at Cameron, the 19-year-old. They were shooting at, or she's at Cameron, they were shooting at the Dodge Challenger that was parked behind her car. So as she was getting into her car, the 28-year-old that was also shot in a purple Dodge Challenger was actually the target of those three shooters. So Federal Hill, if you have a 28-year-old in your neighborhood driving a purple Dodge Charger, you might want to ask him to move. okay? You might want to ask him to move, because I think this is what it comes down to. This is what it comes down to, is whoever this individual is, he is being sought out by these individuals. And this is retaliation because, obviously, number one, they didn't kill him the first time around in October. He had the gunshot wound, and then he left the hospital. And number two, I'm sure now that they had those three arrested for this, for Cameron's murder, there are people really upset with this guy now. So, again, no arrests have been made. Suspects still at large for the drive-by shooting on Sunday. And I'm telling you, Federal Hill, if you're listening, to you know, there's a guy there in your neighborhood that drives a purple Dodge Challenger. He's 28 years old. You most likely will see him with a gunshot wound somewhere. And that's your guy. Case solved. That's your guy. And I don't know if you've got the police looking in on this. I don't know what they can tell you. They did not identify the victim that was shot, the 28 years old, over there in Federal Hill. But I am 90% sure that's who you're looking for. And that's who they are looking for. Before the break, I want to tell you about the 16 teens that were arrested in Baltimore over the weekend. Three facing charges as adults. In case you missed it, the crimes, which include robbery, stolen auto, burglary, handgun violations, and both aggravated and common assault. And the suspects are ranging from the ages of 13 to 17 years old. 13 to 17 years old. They were taken down to central booking, and some of them were taken to the Juvenile Justice Center for detention, but three of them were taken into central booking and being charged as adults. Now, what's going to happen here? I don't know. I don't know. We've seen on many instances where Vinny Schiraldi just slaps kids on the wrist and lets them go free. This is a statement on this from Commissioner Worley. He said, "Is it incredibly frustrating to see young people involved in violent crimes across our city?" He says, "Our officers are working every day to keep our neighborhood safe, but real lasting change requires all of us, from our families, schools, community leaders, and the justice system to work together." Worley says, "We cannot arrest our way out of this problem." Why do they keep saying that? Yes, you can, Commissioner Worley. Wake up! He goes on to say, "We need accountability, early intervention, and real support for our youth to break the cycle and build a safer future for Baltimore. You also have to have a decent education system so all these kids aren't standing on the corner being young entrepreneurs and pharmacists." That's also what you need, Commissioner Worley. I'm not impressed with Commissioner Worley. I have to be honest with you. I was definitely not impressed with Commissioner Harrison, but I'm definitely not impressed with this guy either. You can't arrest your way out of it. You are the police commissioner. Put handcuffs on them and take them away. Right? A lot of these kids aren't going to be rehabilitated. They are too far gone. You know this already. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about President Trump's first 100 days. If you haven't already, go to WCBM.com, take part in the poll. I want to hear from you. How do you feel that Trump is done in his first 100 days? We'll talk about all that more when we get back.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to big wire